guys, I'm Daddy Freeze.
What's my name?
It's live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We've got Playback Mondays, Relationship Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, and Rough and Raw Thursdays. News, relationship, intimacy, heartbreak, political facts, breaking news, my opinion. Yes, my annoying opinion. While you have the opportunity to call me up and discuss live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. 10 p.m. till midnight. Monday through Thursday. Let's
talk. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Apologies for starting a little bit behind time. Yes, our time check is 37 minutes gone past the hour, 10 o'clock. Welcome. My name is Henry Pondit. Call me Pondit for short. Okay, this is Life and Dangerous with Dad Freeze and Pondit. Already apologize. So let's get into it. Dad Freeze, welcome, Daddy Freeze.
Yeah, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm good. I already apologize to everybody listening for starting a little bit behind time. So we had to give room for the Femi and the gang crew to make sure they analyze what happened in the prayer.
Yes.
So we're good.
Yes, absolutely. Today, I would like to take more of your comments. Yesterday was plenty. We talked plenty. Today, let's hear you talk a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to even keep quiet and be hearing you guys.
Yesterday, I was...
Well, I have to fight you like I fought you yesterday, but today, it's your turn.
Okay. So, Pondit and Daddy Freeze is going to do less talking today.
Less talking.
Okay.
Should we get a new topic or should we continue with what we had from yesterday? I think we should continue with, you know what, let's get a new topic.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? House of Reps leader welcomes 28th child, vows to have more children. How many children do you think is ideal for someone to have in Nigeria today? What's the ideal number? Is it one? Is it two? Is it 20? Is it 30? What is your perception of this? Let me start with Pondit. Pondit, what is your perception? What do you think is ideal?
Okay, I think it actually varies and everybody should have their own. But to just... I want to make it in such a way that people will understand. So let me get that story. That's what I'm trying to lay my hands on right now. That there was a drama at the House of Representatives today when it was announced that one of the wives of the majority leader, Alhassan Dodua, had been delivered of the lawmakers' 28 child. Now, on the lighter note, I'm just trying to get the story as it's published on The Punch. Okay, so the drama began at the opening of the day's plenary when the speaker, Femi Gbajamila, asked the majority leader to explain the announcement and to make it known to the House. So we had the old back and forth. You know, I'm sure this is not the first time we're having something like this in the house. So my apologies. I was just trying to get this story. So Daddy Freeze, back to your question. To me, I don't believe in having plenty children. That is my own opinion. I don't believe in having plenty children. I just believe in bringing few people to this world and then give them the best treatment a parent can give a child. That's what I think.
I'm not going to say anything. In fact, I'm not going to say anything again for the next 30 minutes. I'm just going to keep quiet and be listening to you guys. Pundit, you call my name, I'll not even answer you. Before I talk, I want to hear Nigerians first. Nigerians, what is your take? Is it okay for a man to have 28 children? Is it okay? Pundit.
At a time like
open
this.
Open up the phone lines.
All right. Well, if you don't agree with that, you can also tell us your own number that's ideal for you. All right. 0700-993-993-993. That's the studio line. And ladies, we've got alternative line for you. 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. Before people start accusing me that I select calls to take, I'm going to try as much as possible to take everybody's call. Let's do this real quick. First caller for the night. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Your name and where you calling from?
My name is Mike. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Mike of Ikorodu. Welcome to the show. It's live and dangerous. Your opinion?
First of all, I want to agree there, Daddy Freeze.
Okay.
I agree to you, Daddy Freeze.
It's right here for you. Okay. Just go on, Daddy Freeze.
Why do you want to make me talk when I say I'm not going to talk?
So my opinion is that having plenty of children is not good.
Why is it not good?
Because we are living in a world that things are so hard. You understand?
Yeah.
And forget the fact that you born the children. You are just born in there, but what about the life of the children? What are they going to be? And then how are they going to cope with the system of the world?
Okay.
So you should have the children that you can have a control over. Not those ones that you cannot have control over. A single man and a single woman, a minimum child in this time of the day, to be like between 3 to 4, at least 3 to 4. You can have a control over them. Even to force self, I think it's getting her out of the hand, because by the time the children start to grow up,
yeah,
it may not be able to accept some discipline at home. Some of them can be proven strong head or to listen to correction. And this can actually, frustrate the parent at times to guide their children in a proper way. But if the children, they are in minimum number, they can be able to work together as a team, and they can be able to quickly, understand each other better. Because by the time you have plenty children, it's going to be like a Fuji ass commotion where you start having issues, So for me, like me, I have 3 children, and I'll be able to take care of them the way I'm being able to do it. So me, on my own opinion side,
okay,
I'm not on the side of having plenty of children in this time of the day.
All right. Thank
so
you
that's
very
my
much.
Opinion. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your opinion. Let's also understand that, see, sometimes plenty children pay. Sometimes it doesn't. Like I said, for me, I have a choice. And I'm sure you're listening to me right now, you have yours as well. Daddy Freeze has his, but he doesn't want to talk that much today. I can understand. Yesterday was fire for fire, so he wants to give you people more chance to talk. Okay, let's do this. Hello, welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the radio. Okay, call us back, please. When I take your call, let's go straight to the point. Hello, welcome.
Hello, good evening. My name is Princess from Banana Island.
Okay. Oh, wow, Banana Island. Okay.
Yes, I disagree with that brother that say plenty children cause confusion. It depends how you dress your baby line on it. My dad is a king. He has 7 wives. And we are 38 in number.
You're what?
None of us is misbehaving. None of us. Okay, I lost my dad last year. Some of my stepmother, they are here with me. Some of my mom, she's in VGC. With my two stepmom.
Okay.
My stepsisters, some of them are here with me. They are just my friend because I'm the only child from my mom. And we cooperate, no problem, no fight, nothing. It's how you handle your house. That is I to be. We don't have problem. No problem at all. My sisters and my brothers are my best friend. I don't have sister or brother from my own mom. I'm the only child. But you want to know. I grew up with my stepmother, though in the same house. So I don't think it's how you dress your bed, you learn on it. I disagree with those people that say if you have plenty of children, some of them will misbehave, some of them will be. No, some people have one child, and the only one child is there out there with guns.
All right.
Rubbing people up and down. It depends how you dress your bed, you learn on it. My dad handled his house. His no is no. His yes is yes.
Okay.
Nobody misbehave in our house. No fight. Nothing.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Evening. Your name, where you calling from? Oh, sorry. Call us back if that was you, please. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Welcome to the show. This is Live and Dangerous. Give us some more energy, bro.
Okay. Yeah, speaking with Student Wiley.
Okay, welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ali Mosho.
All right. You have the floor.
Okay. Let's face the reality, so you understand.
Okay.
The thing is that there is no man, no matter how wealthy you are, that can be able to take proper care of 20-something children in this, our present dispensation.
Did you say no matter how wealthy you are?
Exactly. Because it doesn't necessarily take money to train children. It's beyond that. You understand?
Okay.
You may be wealthy, as in, how can you, you know, have the time? Children need time. Like, proper parenting is not all about money. How can you gather over 20 children, giving them instructions in respect to their ages? Because the older ones and the younger ones doesn't need the same level of attention. How can a man be able to do those things?
Okay.
In this, our dispensation, like the lady that just said about her father that was a king, yes, these people might be people that were born far before the year 2000. It was achievable those days, because today, the things we are open to were not like that those days. Nobody can be able, no matter the amount of money you have, to be able to train, have the time for them in this, our dispensation. Let's not be deceiving ourselves.
All right. Thank you very much. He said something that no matter how wealthy you are, no matter the amount of money that you have, you can't train 28 children in this present time. That's your opinion anyways.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Your name, where you calling from, please?
This is Lokoye, calling from Bariga.
All right, talk to us real quick.
Before I even talk, were you the one that killed those old songs?
I'm sorry, I just had to do certain things. I'm
now,
sorry.
Wow, what kind of...
I injured you small, right?
You injured me.
All right.
What's going on here?
Is this Nigeria Info? Shout out to our music department, anyways.
Those songs, I didn't like them. None, I did not.
Oh, you did not like them?
Yes.
And I was there feeling myself. You don't follow my hand, no vex.
No, no, that guy talk, I don't like him.
All right, no vex now. No vex. We just have to do a little throwback for, you know, the older set of people. Anyways, let's get into the topic. Welcome.
see is this man, 28, and he's still expecting more, right? No matter what, he has the money.
Okay.
If he's taking care of them, I don't have any issues. He has the money and he's taking care of them. You get, there's a difference between giving birth anyhow and not taking care of them.
Mm.
If this is life, he can, if he likes, he can produce 100. As long as he's taking responsibility, no problem.
Okay.
Where there's going to be a problem is he's doing it without taking responsibility. That will be the problem. But as long as he's doing the needful by taking care of the children, I don't see any problem with it. So you can go ahead as long as he's still taking care of those ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. As far as he's still taking care. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes. Welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
My name is Babangida. I'm coming from Apapa.
All right. Let's go.
That man you were talking about, I know he's another. Then also man is from my state, to be precise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now let me just tell you, the real truth here is that this generation, this present time, we are having too much children. Oh boy, he's risky. He's risky. Forget that he has his money. Tomorrow when he falls, he will realize that he's not the owner of his life. You understand the point I'm heading to?
Yeah.
Now, check what is happening in the north today now. There are a lot of children everywhere. You don't have enough money to take care of the first one you have. You always say that it's God that feed everybody. It's God that feed everybody, but at the same time, the Quran, God said that I gave you children to take care of them. There's a limit of everything. But you don't have anything you be enforcing as giving back. Look at what is happening. When it comes to election, they use us for election. After election, they leave us in darkness. What happened now? We become Al-Majri, we become musicians, we become bandits. Is what is happening. So having a lot of children in this present time with this harsh condition, my brother, is super risky. At least highest this present time, for now, 4 children. We don't know if there is no subsidy now. Maybe we'll reduce it to 2. Pundit, I hope you understand my point.
Very well.
Hello?
Yeah, very well. I'm listening.
Yeah. So, that man that came out presented himself that he's just power drunk for now. He doesn't know. I mean, the day he leaves that seat, my brother and I go clear. At that time, go no say, wait till they carry shoe for body.
All right.
Maybe, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So, I wanted to give you people the background of this story for those that tune in and then don't really understand where we are going. I think I can do it right now before I get to take more calls. So Reps leader Doguwa at 56, welcome 20, that's at 56 years old, welcome 28 child, and it targets 30 children before 2023 election. Now let me give you a little detail about that story. Majority leader in the House of Representatives, Honorable Alhassan Adu Doguwa, caused a sprawling laughter at today's plenary when he sensationally said he was targeting 30 children to have a family unit for his family. He is 56 years old, remember, representing Doguwa / Tudum Wada Federal Constituency of Kano State, and he is the longest serving lawmaker in the House of Representatives. Now, he is a first class graduate of Communication Art, Mass Communications from Babayaro University, Kano State. Now, he joined politics immediately after his graduation and became an elected member of the House of Representatives under the defunct Social Democratic Party SDP in 1992. He was re-elected in 2007 and has been in the House since then. Now, in the course of the plenary today proceeding, Duguwa announced that one of his four wives has given birth to a bouncing baby girl. With the arrival of the newborn child, the lawmaker now has a community of 28 children and, according to him, still counting. Now, responding to congratulatory remarks on the delivery of the baby by the minority leader of the House, Honorable Ndudi Elumelu, he said he was still active, and he informed that the baby was born in the last 24 hours, adding that she was doing well with the mother. Oh, wow. So, we understand the background of the story. This is the story that we're talking about right now. And then we're asking the question, myself, Pundit, and Daddy Freeze, we're asking you, what is the ideal number for a proper, you know, Nigerian family, or wherever you're listening to us from? What's the ideal number for you? Is it one child or two children, four children? How many? Or do you want to do a competition of 30 like this before 2023 election, just like our honorable? That's what we're asking. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, we've got a special line for you. 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yeah, turn off your radio, please.
Yeah. I'm CEO, the same person that called Mike.
Okay, Mike, talk to us real quick.
You see, I just want to give the experience of one of my friends who have 10 children.
All right.
So, he gave birth to 10 children, even though he's one wife. But he did not find it funny at all, because looking after the children, you know, how to eat, how to go to school, you know, all that kind of a thing. I really, really bring a very, very sad state to that guy. To the point that to even buy singlet is a problem. You understand? So,
yeah, well,
in this time, in this our era, nobody can tell me that having plenty children is normal. It's not normal. Even you can tell in your body that having plenty children in this time is not good. It's not moderate. And forget the fact that you have money. Those who have more than two wives, forget, they are doing what is wrong. They are not doing what is right at all. In fact, it's not normal. One wife, one husband. You can be able to control the family, you know, successfully. But having plenty children, to blame them, what are you going to use them to do? For what? For what?
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
How many children do you have?
I have three children.
So
two
what,
boys, one girl.
Okay, what is the ideal number? Are you going to stop there or are you still going forward?
No. If something is better for me, man.
Please don't go.
Hello, can you hear me?
Very well, go on.
If something is better for me in the future, I can add one, only one, to make up four.
All right.
I think that is normal for me. I'm telling you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Four. I think that is normal for me. Thank you. I love that. Okay. You're still taking calls. Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Your name?
Yeah, just Lopo, you're calling back.
All right. Talk to us.
Now I get. Having, look at the last caller. You should not scatter this show, because if I say another thing, now this show can scatter. Look at the way he was saying, having two wives. Look at what he was saying. Saying having two wives is not normal. It's wrong. Who says that? You can, if you like, have 10 Muslims, they can have more than one. So the way he was talking, he's talking as if those ones having two wives are committing sin. They can, if they want.
Okay.
And the way to me.
Okay. I don't want us to divert. Can you hear me?
Yes. Two children is okay.
Two children is okay for you.
Yes.
All right, that's your ideal number.
Having four
is too much. See the way he was saying, he said, if this is better, four children. Two, Olga, four is too much for you too. Maybe you don't want to have any children. Stay with three.
Okay. I like how our callers behave sometimes. Well, you know, once it just drop their point, they're like boom boom boom, like I'm gone, punt it, I don't care. Thank you very much for contributing anyways. Hello, sorry about that, please call us back if that was you. Hello, welcome to the show. What's going on? Hi, who do we have here?
Hello, pundit.
Welcome, sir.
Hi, this is Moses.
Okay, Mr. Moses, thank you.
Excellent. Too much of everything is bad. Having two wives is not normal. To the one is not normal. I don't know. Anybody can do whatever they like. Everybody have their choices to make.
But to you, it's anybody not normal, can, right?
For me, it's not normal.
Because someone listening right now might say it's normal to me.
It may be normal to him. Madman is normal to him. Somebody that is having issues at that moment is normal to him.
No, I said I was not.
Everybody
going to
is normal.
Bondage.
They are tempting
somebody
you.
Tell you you are not normal. Anyway, to the point.
Let's listen go. To what Moses
one
said.
Fact in life is this. Whether you like, you have the whole money of this world. Rather than giving birth to 50 or 100 children because you are capable of taking care of them, why don't you cuckoo adopt all the children that you know are going through stress and trouble in their family and take care of those children as your own?
Okay.
I don't know. But to me, in this system of things, having one, two, fine. Three, going out in, I don't need too much, but one, two, fine. Three, it all depends. But whereby you're working for somebody that can even take care of 20 children, 100 children. He is having just 2-3 children. You're having how many children? 6, 5. You know, it will be difficult sometimes for such people because the person will look at you that, are you normal? Because him that has the means to even take care of the children does not have that much. So to me, it's not about the money. Those children you are having, how much attention can you give them? If you have 100 children, can you give them the needed attention? Not like those days that you just give back to children and say, that's my child, and you be calling them, or you can command them to do like army, like war front. How can you train your 100 children now that will be close to you and hug you when coming? 100 children come and hug you when you're coming back from war.
All right.
Pondi, I don't know if you're getting it.
I'm listening to you.
That affection. Training children is not paying for school fees. Training children is not by money alone. Sometimes you need to play with your children. Sometimes you sleep together, you talk together, you gist about life, you make them friends. But if you're having too much of children, how can you have such life with them? How can you help them? That's just all I have. For me, Sue?
Thank you, Moses. I be pundit.
Yeah.
Even though I said I wasn't going to talk, I'm still not going to talk, even though I feel like talking about what Moses said. But I'm just going to refrain from talking and listen to everybody else talk. Thank God you did not even allow me to talk at the point where he was talking. If I turn another matter now, today is the audience day.
Yeah.
Audience. I love you guys. Oh yeah, tell us what you think.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Henry. Good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Where is my daddy?
Okay. He's right here.
Greetings to him. The economy is not smiling. For me, I have three. I'm okay like that.
Okay.
The economy is not nice at all. So just have the one you can cater for. That's okay. That's the right way to live. The ones you can cater for.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, hello? Welcome to the show. Your name and where you calling from?
Good evening, your girl. My name is Lukuma. I'm calling for Lagi 4.
All right, Lukuma, talk to us.
I really have this. I entered today. I already tried a number. It's tried on a number that is almost 1 year.
Sorry, that's how I promised that I was going to take all the calls today. I'm trying.
I really have this today. I'll be from there, but this time I tried the call on at this night.
Oh,
and
wow.
I always enjoy on our show.
Thank you.
It's not when I'm ready, it's not a better topic, but the way the situation be for the country, you come at Jegun, I'm going to say plenty picking no follow at all.
Why do you say so?
You come at Jegun, you go sit at the children in one room. You go sit at the children in one room, I won't cut out for them. Even when we see them, I'm going to go to the other area. And they look some family, when we say, 13 children. All of them won't go to school. You go to give them food. I get two wives. You go sleep for Amukoko today. Tomorrow you go sleep for Ojo Road. But if you try it now, maybe it's everywhere in a busy road. No, I don't think like so. But for me, three children is okay for me.
Three children. That's what I wanted to hear. That's your ideal number. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. On that note, let's go down to WhatsApp. Hello, Pundit and Daddy Freeze. Truth be told, that as long as the parent can sustain the needs of the kids, let them feel free to keep having them. However, for a person who has never done anything other than politics, which means his source of livelihood is our commonwealth, the optics are completely bad and becomes condemnable in every sense of it. This is MC Paul all the way from Canada. Yeah, that's how I was rushing to take it. I don't know what North Canada feels like anyways, but we're here. Good evening, Pundit and Daddy Freeze. As a human, you are entitled to as many wives as you can. People that are saying having more than one wife is not normal. So King Solomon and those pastors with more than a wife are not normal. Okay, Sahid from Ikorodu, thank you for your message. I appreciate. It's not about number. He said it's not about number, Joe. Having just one does not guarantee peace of mind. The main thing is give birth to the one you can take care of. Economics is not smiling to some people, not to others. Coming from Kodri, from Surulere, trying to take as many as possible. We should know that our population is one of the most serious socio-economic problems. Having more than two kids nowadays is not only insane, but warped and twisted thinking. Though exceptions could occur, but the government has failed in addressing this issue. I knew someone was going to drag the government into this. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. What's your ideal number? For you, just tell us your own ideal number. You feel you can do a dozen. You feel you can do maybe have a dozen or just two. Like I said, mine, as many as I can take care of. But for me, I don't like plenty of children. No vex. After all, my parents, no bonus plenty. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you have the floor. Your name and where you calling from, please.
The name is Godman from Lagos.
All right. Let's go. Yes. You have the floor.
Pundit, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yes, it sounds like this, bro. Bro, you see this, let's give birth to many children. That's what kept us where we are today. All these, like I get children. You know, in this part of town, when I say town, I mean this part of the world.
Yeah.
You see that, the one should say you be man to born plenty children. They don't know that it's not to be a man, it's not to born plenty children. It's the responsibility. It's what matters. After all, other species, other kind of creatures, they still have birth and do they require accolades? You understand me?
Yeah.
So we, particularly Nigerians, that's why you see population everywhere. People just give that to people that they can't give even one another attention. If the child talks, you just hush the child down. Oh, I pity for some children. The way I started going to others, if you take on it all the time. There was one place I lived last before I came to where I am now.
Okay.
You see the way the children there, they will just transfer all aggression to the children, beating them unnecessarily, just because maybe the country is not good. You show that people don't know jack about parenting.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
So let's stop this mentality of I want to get children, not beside the man or not beside the woman. That is pure garbage. What people should be doing is to be productive with their life. Why do we see sufferings and poverty everywhere? Because if there were not many people, there wouldn't be much poverty.
Okay.
So that's the way it goes. Don't just give birth and come out, I get children from mouth. You know, Nigerians don't like the truth. That's my own with them. Somebody will call now and start countering what I'm saying, and they know it's the truth, it's the pure fact. Is it not?
Yeah.
My brother, I'm not going to stop all this. I won't begin. Like somebody once said, if you want to care for a child, well, there are many child that are looking for help. Go to that, just adopt them and take care of them.
All right.
Forget all this nonsense, claiming that you have money and you're not giving your children attention.
All right, thank you.
So they will become a nuisance. And you still expect them to be successful as those that take care of their own.
Okay. You did not tell me your own ideal number.
My own ID number of children is 3, highest.
All right. Are you married?
I'm not married. I'm not even in the mood.
Okay. I'm in the mood. Yeah, I'm in the mood. Now, woman remain at the money, but I'm in the mood anyway. Thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate. Okay, let's take more calls. Hello. Hi, who do we have here? Okay, call us back if that was you, please. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the radio. Talk to us. Talk to us. Your name and where you calling from, please?
My name is Friday from Ogun State.
Okay, let's do this.
So, according to your own topic tonight, my father married 7 wives.
7 wives?
In his own time. Yes, 7 wives. And the child, all the children, is 26. It's 6 children. And he died in 2001.
Please, how many children? How many children altogether?
26. Yes, sir.
You never reach our honeymoon anyways. Go on.
And he died in 2001. As mean, he's still alive. He should have been 40 or close to 40 now.
Oh.
But for this man now, 28. I beg you.
He beat your papa record now.
He beat my father on, but my father on is 7. But I own is that many 4 Abi.
4 wives.
He still beat my father on.
Okay, let's
take it easy, huh?
Okay, let's talk about your siblings now. How are they? Are they successful? Are they that okay? Are there some that are not doing that fine?
By God's grace, all of us are doing fine. We have business. Some of the girls, they are married, their husbands have many of us boys, they are doing business. Some of us are married. But me, I'm not yet married.
Okay. You definitely get there. But growing up, how was it like? Did you have the mutual love for everybody? Was it the same? Or they would say, this one, it is this mother gave birth to this one. He cannot come and eat here, or that. Tell us.
No, we don't do that. We don't separate things. In our family, anytime any of us came back from traveling, we give one of our mother's money. New people should go to market, buy store things, what you eat throughout the time until we go back to Lagos or anywhere where we come. We don't separate things.
Huh.
Any food one person cook, all of us must eat it.
Wow. How was that possible though?
all of us must eat it. Must put hands inside the same plate or the same tray.
And eat. Oh, see, see. What did your father do that it was this easy for you all?
I don't know. I don't know. And my father, he doesn't even go to church when he's still alive.
Okay. All right. So now, what is your own ideal number? Do you want to beat your father's record or something?
Ah, no, don't forget. IS4.
IS4. All right.
Two boys, 2 years. Or three boys, 1 year. I'm okay.
Okay. Why the emphasis on the boys?
Huh?
Why the emphasis on the boys?
I don't understand.
Why the emphasis on the boys? It must be 2 boys, 3 boys, or whatever. Why not just 4 girls?
No.
All right.
I need the boys more than I need
this. Okay. Okay.
Because
okay.
After me, and the boys, but the girl will marry and stay in my husband's house. But the boys will remain my house as my as the rich.
And inherit things.
They will be the one to take care of the home.
So that's where I was going. That's where I was going. That mentality that, you know, is my son that will come and inherit this house too. I need someone that will be in this house because this one is going to marry and go out, my dear. Don't worry, that's a topic for another day because when I come across people like this, I just be like, please, just laugh. Any gender can do anything. Trust me. But it's fine. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, sir. Yeah,
I appreciate so much respect for you anyways. All right. It's coming from family of many, so I have to respect him. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call us back. That was you. Hello. Please turn off your phone, your radio.
Hello.
Turn off your radio for the last time, please. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to take you off. Hello. You're on the radio. Talk to us. Who do we have here?
Yeah, this is Esther.
Okay, Esther. Esther from Ajegole. Okay, talk to us.
Yeah, I've been listening to the program. My ideal number is 3, actually.
3. What's the mixture?
Yes.
2 boys, 1 girl, 2 girls, 1 boy.
However, whichever way it is mixed, I'm okay with 3.
I like that.
Now,
like that.
The lawmaker now has 28.
And still counting, you know.
Still counting.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to reach 30 before the 2023 election.
I think even from the house, this is where correction has to start because it's not proper. He can afford to say he wants even more than 28 because he has the well without to take care of these children. That's in terms of finance. What if he wasn't in the House of Representatives? What if he was never a politician? Would he have been saying that? What about those that don't have the, you know, resources to take care of these many children? Aside resources, what about the love and attention you give to the children you give birth to? Even class teachers, they struggle. Class teachers with, you know, close to 25, 30 students in a class. There is no possible way you can give equal attention to all of the children in the class. And you know, children spend more time in school than they do at home. How much more craving to have this number of children that you will not be able to give your love and attention to? I think it should be people saying that they had parents, that fathers that got married to 7 wives, you know, and counting. It was in that era, in this time that we are in with this regime, I don't think it's achievable.
Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion. Thank you. I want us to have someone that is the only child to call us and tell us as well. Because there's this argument that there are some family that they have just one child. And that child just grows up and becomes totally useless. Becomes very unproductive. And there are some, of course, we've heard some people call and they say they were more than 12, they were more than 10, and they are all productive, they are all useful. It happens. So sometimes I'm thinking it's about the way you raise your kids. Like me, there were certain things my parents used to do when I was a kid. I used to think my mother hated us a lot, because 5 a.m. she'll wake us up, and if you don't want to wake up, they'll wake you with water, sometimes with cane, and to just have that family morning prayers. I mean, when I got into university, that I used to do that unconsciously. So it got to the point that I felt, man, if I go out of this house this morning without praying, there's something missing. I don't know how to explain it, but I just know that I'm not complete. So there are some things that, you know, I can never thank my parents enough for, you know, growing up. Why is the thing my mother hated us then? Like, wow, why would you just disturb my sleep at 5 a.m.? Why? She said, come, you, your siblings, myself, your father, we must have that togetherness in the presence of God every morning before we leave the house. And that had nothing to do with religion, but raising us up in that pattern, I mean, it has helped me a lot. I don't know about you.
Pundit.
Yes, Daddy Freeze.
So when you have your children, you're going to wake them up at 5 too?
I might not do that.
I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong.
I might not do that, but what I am going to do is to make sure that I raise them in the right way. It might not be based on religion, but I'll just teach them the right thing to do.
Now, if you have 28 children,
I will not have. First of all, Daddy Freeze, I will not have 28. I will not.
It's been a very lovely rendition of today's show. I don't know if we can still change the topic, still around numbers.
Yes, we can.
Okay. I want to ask, a man needs more than one woman to be mentally stable, according to Bielsa Governor's Media Aid. And the Bielsa Governor's Media Aid said this as he was congratulating Mercy Ayigbe and Sammy Oposo. By the way, the gospel Sammy Oposo, gospel musician Sammy Oposo, announced today that he was apologizing to his wife for cheating on her. And this was in the wake of accusations made by a certain young woman that she was pregnant carrying Sammy Oposo's child.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts? Starting with you, Pundit. What are your thoughts?
I do not think I need more than one woman in my life to be mentally stable. I do not think so. I think I need someone that I really love so much, and the affection is mutual. I mean, sometimes it can be that difficult, but I think some people are just blessed in such a way that you just find your match. I mean, this person knows almost everything about you, and you do the same to the person as well. And that's the kind of woman I'm looking for in my life. I mean, if I have that, I have everything. That's what I think. Because, you know, there's this common saying that says that, I come across one video some time ago, and the lady was saying that it's in the nature of men to cheat. No matter how faithful you are to them, they will always cheat. And I was like, even if you say it, you should not generalize it. Because I feel like, no matter what is going on today, there are still some men that have never cheated on their wives, and it's vice versa. So no matter what's going on the social media space, there are still some faithful women, there are still some faithful men out there. So for me, I will say this and say it for sure, I do not need more than one wife in my life to be mentally stable. I do not need more than one wife in my life to fight infidelity or something. If I can have one, and that one is everything I'll need in a woman. I mean, that's a total blessing for me. That's what I think, Daddy Freeze.
All right. Absolutely. Going back to the phone lines.
All right.
What are your thoughts?
All right. 0700-993-993-993. The ladies' special line for you. 01465-7190. So why I'm laughing is some people come and accuse me later that I'm not taking their calls. So it's plenty. Sazuze. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Thank God, somebody picked my call now.
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
Almost 100, thank God, of course.
Man. I'm sorry, bro. Let's do this real quick.
It's fine, okay. Eben Praise from Unilag.
Oh, Eben Praise, welcome. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm good. Let me just choke a little mouth on the previous one before I enter this one.
Oh, yeah, now, choke my...
Okay, now. So, I'm going to start from the aspect where the former guy talked about... when he said he had three children, and if something happened, he can just have one more extra. I want to say, whether you have one, two, three, or four, or 1 million, to me, what the guy said is not quite different from the honorables, the one that he professed on the internet today, in the house. Because when he said he has 20-something now, and he said before 2020 election, he's going to make it up to that 30 or so. It's still the same thing as that young man said, that he has three now, and he can have one more. Which means he's saying that if he has more things to take care of them, he can still have one more. So I don't think he should be blaming the honorable, because what honorable is saying is that if he have more things to, more money, he is expecting more to take care of them. And on my own take, the general thing about that is that whether two or three or five, what we should be looking at is what life are you affecting? The reason God provided what you have for you is not for you or your family alone. It's for people around you also. And if you keep on birthing, your focus will be on spending on your children. How will you be able to impact outside children of those who have no money to take care of their kids? It's because Dangote and those that have money now, they are using their money to affect lives. That is why we can still hear them now. And the honorable to have money. So let's now look at how many lives has the honorable achieved or affected. As far as I'm concerned, though, my aunt advised me, and as I've been advising her, she is also a wife to an honorable in the house. She told her, she said, the highest she has, which we know is two, and my other aunt is two. And I was asking her, I said, why? We have this thing now. I said, it's all about the money they have now, but it's all about how can she make impact outside there. It's not for the children alone. So I want us, me or my own, it's not even three or five. If I have one or two, it's okay.
All right. Let me ask you this one. Do you think a man needs more than one woman to be faithful, to be mentally stable? You think so?
Okay. When Daddy Freeze mentioned that statement, I remember what I read online too. I knew it might come out this night. Someone mentioned that. They said, in this world we are now, that you need more than one woman to be mentally stable.
Yeah.
That now referred me to something. When you have one wife, you claim to at least be relaxed from searching for women. At least you'll be a bit relaxed.
Okay.
Now, thinking of another, to me, it's like going to, when you have more
you mean
children,
when you have a good wife, when
you have more things
wife.
To think of.
Now, your wife,
now, when you don't have more than one wife, you have more things to still think of. Getting of you focusing on that one wife and the children, if God has provided, you don't need extra woman to be mentally stable, but rather that extra woman will give you more instability.
All right.
It's only very few that can handle two or more wives. But generally, when you have more than one wife, is going to make you be more mentally unstable.
Let me just listen to what I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much for your own take. Daddy Freeze, did you hear that?
Absolutely. But you see, I want to correct him. When you have a good wife, you have stability. When you have a bad wife, you'll be running away from your house
into
the arms of other women for that stability.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's go to WhatsApp. I have a lot of messages there as well. Like I said, I'm going to try and squeeze in everybody's comment as well. Good evening, Pundit and Daddy Freeze. 28 children and from one woman. I hope you will be ready to have Barack for their training. Okay, probably you missed that story. It's not from one woman. It's from four women, rather. This one says, as a man, it's difficult to stay... your messages... Okay, as a man, it's difficult to stay with one lady. That's how God has made men. Most of the prophets have more than one wife. Men get attracted to women easily. Okay, this is coming from Kadri. Thank you very much for your WhatsApp message. Maybe because she doesn't have money. Maybe she doesn't have where to stay with the baby. Most times I love... but man, you just mixed up your message, but it's fine. Good evening, Daddy Freeze and Pundit. Please, what's the topic? Just woke up. I'm sent from command. Okay, I'm Sean from command. Oh, no wonder you're just just mixing up the whole thing. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're going to I will try and reiterate one more time. Hi everyone, mine is one. Okay, everything's just mixing up here. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello. Welcome to the show. Your name and where you calling from?
Rwanda, this is Moses calling back.
Oh, Moses, talk to us.
Yeah. Hey, see, having more than one wife make you mentally stable. People keep referring to olden days that most of the prophets. Yes, most of the prophets did. God allow it does not mean he wanted it.
Okay.
But after the most of the prophets, they keep mentioning, after Jesus came, he was no more allowed. And apart from that, it's for our own good. Why will I have two women? First, I even had when they said, if you have a good wife, nobody pray for a bad wife.
Yeah.
But the truth is that if you really have the fear of God in you, what would make you even cheat? The Bible wasn't written during the time of Jacob. The Bible was not there. But he knew that was the king's wife. And he can't lie down with her. He said, the king have not withheld anything from me except you. The Bible was not there. Nothing was there. But his conscience did it. Why? A cheat is just a cheat. You just can't stop it because you have started it. What you have started will always be difficult for you to stop. A man that has been sleeping from bed to bed, that has been looking at big boobs, small boobs, looking at different kind of things, will only stick to his wife for 1 year if he manage marry. And after marriage, it takes the grace of God for you to now finally say you want to stick to one person. Because you have already make yourself, you can't control your body anymore. When you see this, you want to lie down with her. You see this, you want to lie down with her. A cheat is just a cheat. Nothing there that will make you say it's because of two women that will make you stable. You're just doubling your problem. You say it's making you stable. And if you marry a bad wife, you should know how to take care of her. If you can't, there's a time to separate and for you to calm down, for her to calm down. You don't need to cheat. You just want to be a cheat. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Moses, for your comment. Hello?
What may I say is, just pray that I don't have a bad wife.
Very important.
Once you have a bad wife, many things that are even not your character will begin to show.
Yeah.
I'll be pundit.
True. Even if I've not had a wife yet, but I know for sure if you enter into a bad marriage, hey, forget what you read on socials, so my dear. Your own personal experience will tell. But then I pray you never get into it. But it's like we're talking about just the men. Since how about the my female folks? You think having more than one man in your life can make you mentally stable as well? Can it even stop some women from cheating? I think we should also touch that as well, because they have barely 30 minutes to do this. Hello. Hi. Sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello. Who do we have here? Okay. I think I should go over to Facebook. Hello. Turn off your radio, please. Turn off your radio for the last time, please. All right. Let's do this. Your name?
Friday calling back.
Okay.
Calling back.
Okay.
Yeah. So, coming for the second topic, for a man, you stay, not to be cheating. I don't think maybe it's something that is possible. Because many men, they have started before they get married from one girlfriend to another. Some will have a 5 girlfriends and pretend that it's only one they have. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, when they get married, from that one wife, they will become 2. Before you know it, they will become 3 as well. Because to stay with one wife is not what they can do. They can't stay with one wife. So that is a problem. Even for women chefs, they can't stay with one man.
So what's your point exactly? What's your point exactly? That men cannot stay with one wife alone?
Yes, that is my point.
Why? Why do you think so?
Because a man, they can't control themselves.
Okay.
Man cannot control themselves. Woman can a little control herself, but man, it's not possible.
Okay, are you speaking for yourself? Because me, to some extent, I can control myself.
Depends on your own, the way you want it. But for some men, many, 99% of men can't control their sense.
All right, I wish I had statistics to back that up, like Daddy Freeze would say. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Talk to us.
Good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. This issue of, you know, yesterday we were discussing about, I heard Daddy Freeze talking about Nigerian population and the income we produce, that's our GDP. Nigeria is.
That was yesterday. We're going past that topic,
yeah,
bro.
I'm just making a reference. We are still talking the same thing now. We are talking about having many children. How many children can one have? I'm just referring to the lawmaker who said he has 28 children. It's too much for our population. We don't need all those kind of things. And a lawmaker should not be doing that. I think the ideal children one should have should not be more than 2.
So what do you do to those people that desire to have a dozen or more?
So what do I do to them?
Yeah,
to me, it doesn't make sense. All this one will just be posing economic challenges to the country.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the radio. Good evening.
Of course I know. Hello. Okay. I'm responding now.
Okay, talk to of course I
yeah. You've been praised.
Okay, thank you for calling back, bro.
Yeah. Yes, for last year 2021, population, like we checked yesterday, what are people doing, the statistics I was going through it at the same time with him, like 213 million. They were now checked for this 2022 that has been to 214 plus million. I now asked myself, I said, wow, within 1 year, over 1 million has added to children on in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, where are we going to hook them? Where is the industry to hook them? Where is the place to take care of them? And I said, okay. Now, the caller now came back to say, it's not the last person now spoke about something, but my own is that whether you have all this mentally stable stability or not, it depends on.
Oh, what happened? Okay, call us. All right, call us back. Sorry about that. Hello? What do we have here?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Talk to us.
Good evening. This is George calling from Ota.
Okay, George. Thank you for calling. Let's do this.
Yeah, please. I would like to start from the previous topic.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. When a man gives birth to 28 children and he's still counting, it's time for us to call ourselves together as a nation and ask ourselves, do we want to move forward? Because, look, Pundit, are you with me?
Very much.
It is right for all of us to be on the same pedestal. When you think like me, we can move the country forward. We cannot move together unless we agree. I cannot be at one place in the country practicing family planning, child spacing, and somebody else is at another place saying or quoting a Middle Eastern religion that came up when there was enough resources in the world, that he according to his own religion, he can give birth to as much children his loins can provide. One, we are stretching the country's resources. Two, why is he doing it? Because in the next 20 to 30 years, there will be elections. And it means that one side will be more in population than the other side. And they will determine the destiny of the nation. If what I have said is a lie, let Daddy Freeze talk. I know he's listening to my voice. Because I have come to provoke the thoughts that people don't think about. When I call live and dangerous, I call to tell people what they have not really thought about, the place they have not gone to. You have not looked into the future to really see the implication of what is going on.
Okay. Obviously, Daddy Freeze, someone is provoking you to talk.
Yes, that place, what is really going on? What does it portend for our children? Because politics is a game of numbers. And with this act, they will keep having the numbers, and you don't.
All right, thank you.
What are they provoking me to talk about?
I was able to try to understand him as well. Okay. Daddy Freeze, I don't know. I just feel like this topic time may not be on our side, but it's fine. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Welcome. Today is for you people. Daddy Freeze is giving me a sign like I want him to talk more. I want him to talk more. Talk to us.
All right. I would like to talk. See, for this topic you brought this night, I'm very, very happy. And I really would want many people to know about it, that this is one of the things that really affects us in Nigeria. That's what I'm saying.
I'm
from the Polygamous family.
You didn't tell me your name, did you?
Okay. This is Olasikun.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. So, I'm from the family of 14. There are 14 number.
How many mothers?
Four mothers.
Four mothers, 14 children. Okay.
So as you can see, so I won't tell you lie, growing up wasn't easy at all. I won't tell you lie. That's what I'm saying. Even up to the death of our father, so growing up was very tough, very tough. And even up to today, we still struggle. You see what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
So for anybody listening to me tonight, you should never try such. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
For me, I have one son now.
But I don't want to have more than four kids. At most, four kids. Two boys, two girls. Or three boys, one girl. That's what I'm saying.
I'd like to know why you say people should never try what your father tried. I'd like to know your reason.
See, if I'm to tell you this, then no one will call on this show again tonight.
Please, just, you know, give us tip on an iceberg.
Let me tell you something. On my own side, on my mother's side, I'm the holy Meshach.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying now.
Okay.
I'm part of the family with my mother that raised us single-handedly. Then, due to one or two things in the marital life or stuff like that, so we have three of us, and we've been struggling since then. You see what I'm saying now?
Okay.
Though, at a point, because then, we feel that, okay, let's see, things are getting better, I can feel an extra amount, let me just, it's life now, the life is okay then. So that era, you can do that. Not, I know that if it's in this era, such thing can occur. So later on, when the man started realizing that these things are not okay, he started making a way to unite the family, but it was then too late then.
All right.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
I'm following you.
You can't unite the family, and as I'm talking to you, I can only boast of it, two graduates in my family. You know what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
So, talking about this whole issue of having more than one wife, having more than one children, you know what I'm saying? It's not helping the country at all. It's not even helping you. You as a human, it's not helping you at all.
But it's not like I'm... Okay, it's not like I'm countering you. But I'm sure you've listened to people called earlier on and said they come from a polygamous family, and they were well raised. They, you know, they just, you know, give some sort of positive comment about it.
Yeah, that's it. As we talk about the positive, we talk about the negative. You know what I'm saying? I heard the right guy that said they both eat in one tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly my
and
point.
And you were asking him that, how did that happen? He said he doesn't know. Was that his response?
Yeah, I asked him how the father was able to do all of that.
Yeah, he said he doesn't know how he comes to play. You know what I'm saying now?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things. See, what I would say is that his father is due to that area, and I'll just say that it's just like the grace of God. Like one would say that, okay, I've seen a family truly. The man has two wives, and if it's about eight kids. You understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
The two wives will go to the market at the same time. They will go, they will come back, they will do many things together. You understand what I'm saying now?
Okay.
But I just feel that one that it's just grace. You understand what I'm saying now? Because this equity of a thing, you can never play it. I'm a Muslim. If the Quran says that you should marry more than one wife, then think about what the Quran says about equity. Can you ever play equity in that marriage? So that's what brings about a shattered home. Because once you begin to bring the first one in, if the first one can tolerate and the second one comes in, the second one also tolerate the third one coming?
Okay, so
then
from...
You begin to see that jealousy and heaviness in heaven.
Okay, from the point you're making, it seems like the fault somehow came from your father, right?
What?
The fault came from the fact that your father was not able to put things, was not able to run the family well the way it should be. Is that where you're driving to?
That was it.
Okay, I get your point.
So, my brother, let's just leave the story for another day. That's how I've been trying to hit it since. People don't want to pick my call. This is my first time calling it.
Oh, wow. Is that this, though? Thank you.
That's my name.
Okay. It's not like I don't want to pick your call. I'm trying my best to get everybody on the show, okay? All right. Hello.
Hello.
Talk Turn off your radio. Help me. You're good.
How are you doing, Dad?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
Today's topic, that the phrase, it's like we are going to build the church for him to be teaching people. Because those people that are just shouting, polygamy, married more than two wives, they should stay. Let me start from there. It's a lie. Complete idea. I disagree. Let me use my other bit. Let me be personal now. I disagree totally.
Your reasons?
My grandfather married three. See, some will take his name to latest daughter. Some will take his name to Afar. Some will take his name to different places just to secure more love. Competition in the house is like war. That is number one.
Okay.
That will be that translated to the children. See the children fighting each other. See, he died. That was for my grandfather. My dad named from that. The married one. I have just four children. By the grace of God, myself, I married one. See, the issue of polygamy is too bad. Don't try it. And those people that are trying it or that have tried it, if you sit them down and let them talk, you will know that they are all in a big mess. Because the jealousy, the envy, the politics that underlies marrying more than one wife is far more dangerous than the enjoyment in it. That is number one. The second aspect I want to talk is concerning the previous topic. Oh, you are getting me?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. The previous issue of a man having 28 children, what you should know and what I want to say is that we all here are paying for the upkeep of that 28 children. One, when the children are growing up, they will set population. The population determines how we share our resources in this country. Our resources is not shared by those that produce it. Is based on the population of this country. Where the person that produces have two children, we collect less. They that produce nothing, we collect more. It's time we should tell ourselves the truth. I have been to Kogi, I have been to Kaduna, I have been to at least 12 northern states. The last one that opened my eye that I was shocked to my bone was when I went to Lafia, precisely the emir of Lafia Palace. I went there. The number of beggars I saw on the road is enough to form a country. From that prison, before you pass the prison gate, a little, down to inner the palace, you see both sides like market. They are all beggars looking for food to eat. If you buy a bread and cut and start eating, without taking care, another person will collect it from your hand to eat. Then those people will grow up. Like the other caller said, look at what is happening in the north. Anybody that blow whistle, we have a follower. Anybody that blow just talk, we have a follower. Because children are on the streets. Nobody cares about them. People are getting followers without laboring for it. People are even begging you to follow you, to do whatever you want to do. Then Boko Haram have a field day. The recruitment. Bandits have their own in recruitment. The others were campaigning for Islamization, Sharia, all of them have their followers. Not that I'm criticizing anybody, but we have to know. The more children a man has, the more trouble he creates for himself, he creates for the family, he creates for the local government, he creates for Nigeria. See, our resources is not something that cannot be exhausted. Not only that, Nigeria population is based on estimate. Let's take a census now. Let's undergo a census. Even with all the problems Boko Haram have caused, so many have died. Let's take our census. We are over 300 million in this country. And you will know the area that will provide that population. Yet Nigeria is saying, somebody is saying, have you plenty children if you have the resources. What resources? How do you gather the resources? Nigeria politics has become a three-day business, a full-time business, a full-time job. Is it how it is in other country? Because when you enter the office, you want to grab, and you are using it to give birth to children. Are we living a good life in this country? Look at what is happening in Lagos. The whole cadre in Lagos, they are from a particular section of this society.
Take a look at it. Take a census. Then we are talking about every day Okada making trouble here. Every day Okada making trouble here. You cannot drive a car in Lagos and knock down Okada. Man, or Okada hit you. If you stay there without running away, you are in trouble. You are in for it. Is it not as a result of giving birth to a more children you cannot take care of that we are having this problem in Lagos today? Eh? And somebody say we should be giving. Okay, no problem. Now let them continue to give birth to 200, 300 children. A time will come, we will now know that we are in for a problem. And the problem, God forbid, will consume all of us before we realize that we have made a lot of mistakes in the name of one thing or the other. Anyway, thank you. That is my contribution.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Okay, I think it's fair to switch and go to WhatsApp. God created the earth, he rested, he created man, he rested, he then created woman, and then, and since then, no one has rested, both man and God. Then for one man to have more than one woman, of course, you lose your sanity, except, of course, you have Jezebel as a wife. I'm trying to get that point. But thank you. You didn't put your name and where you text him from. Good evening, Pundit and Daddy Freeze. As a human, you are entitled to... Okay, I think I've taken that before. Good evening once again. My dad had three wives and we are close to 20. But our dad warned us all not to ever try polygamy. To some extent, most men can control themselves. Side from Ikorodu, thank you very much. Having more than one wife will make a man unstable. In an actual sense, it will shorten the lifespan of the man by the way of having high blood pressure, because the wives will fight constantly. This is John from Shogunle of Lagos. Okay, having more than one wife is evil of the highest order. Why didn't include your name or where you're texting from? Thank you very much. All right, Daddy Freeze, we have 3 more minutes to do this. I think I should just squeeze in a few calls and then I'll come to you. You take us to the final bus stop. What do you think?
I think you'll be the one to take us to the final bus stop today.
Okay. I think you were the driver yesterday. Okay, let's take a few more calls before we wrap things up. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, welcome to the show.